podcast, man. Welcome to the What's Up Fool podcast. We have a guest, Rick Izquieta, right here.
Izquieta.
Izquierda. You heard that many times.
Oh, huh? Like forever.
Matt Fultron right here, all the What's way up? From D.C.
New York, whatever.
New York. The East Coast.
It's all the same.
Florida. Rodrigo Torres from the 909-951-851 now, right?
714 before, 909, now the 951. Hello,
brother. Riverside with 714?
714, yeah, back in the day. Shared it with Orange County.
Oh, for real. How long ago did that go?
That was probably on, probably went for about 30 years.
Because I know
30
Ontario was 909 always.
Yeah, that because that was still kind of a part of San Bernardino, didn't, L.A. County.
Hey, it would go like for Ontario Improv, where they that Ontario.
Yeah,
then it would cut. That way. And go toward the 215. That no, go east.
Everything
right?
On the side of the 10
before San Bernardino. Yeah.
Didn't and then they, like Rialto back down?
Didn't they get rid of 909 and everybody had tattoos?
Yeah, no. Same thing with 213.
There's still some people.
Somebody was hating on Riverside, right?
Now you gotta move.
That show.
Word on the street, there was a show called The OC, and there was a like third or fourth episode.
California.
It was a good show.
It was fun. It was fun. Let's face it.
They had an episode where they had a backyard party in the Orange County somewhere. I don't know, Laguna Niguel or whatever you want to say. And then some thugs came back there and they pulled out a gun. They're all, oh my God.
Carlos Loma. From Pomona.
They're all, oh my God. These guys are from the 909.
I think it was my dude, Eric Balfour.
Yeah,
fuck
yeah,
that
it
dude.
Eric Balfour. No, that dude's cool, dog. So, the city council, and I don't know if the city council or the board of supervisors held a meeting where they're like, there's a bad connotation with 909. We got to separate it and make it the 951. I agree. Well, Voltier, boom, changed it.
Oh, did 714 split into 562?
No, 714. No, I have no idea. That's a good question.
Tyler Mall used to be 714?
909. Well, before 909 was 714. Riverside was. The city of Riverside.
This is a very local
who decided to make everything that?
Southern California. Well, I don't know who pulls the strings, but I think it's with population and phone numbers as well. Because everybody said, the phone numbers are going to end.
And gerrymandering.
Well, that's a political one, which actually Republicans are very good at, dude. The last 30 years. Yeah. But, that's another fucking power move. But that's
well, listen, I'm proud to say I'm still 213.
I know. This guy's 213, man.
That's old school Hollywood, L.A.
323.
Yeah.
When my neighborhood started, it was 323.
Uh-huh.
So that was a new number from 323.
From 213 to 323.
Yeah, and I remember.
Because you were near downtown. That should have been 223.
I remember I met somebody in Santa Monica, and I would call them, and they were still 323 in Santa Monica.
Yeah.
And then they became 310.
Before 310.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all that Santa Monica, 3rd Street Promenade was 323.
When I moved here, I got a 626. I was pissed. I was like, man, I don't
Welcome
really
to
live.
San Gabriel.
I was so mad.
Sounds like we're talking about gangs.
I was so mad. I felt like Elaine when she got the
demarcation
424 or whatever. What's the other?
646.
I think it's 424. Yeah.
424 because I know
424 is new, right?
I know
it came
that.
Out yeah, that's 917.
Mike Robles.
Torrance.
Mike Robles said he lived in New York, but his number kept showing up Jersey. It was 646, right?
No, Bobby Bites lived in Jersey. Famous character he did, by the way.
That's probably 973.
971.
In Jersey, something like 917 is cell phones and
game what show area cool. codes.
Right? I know.
So
what did
you're from Fresno?
No.
I like to start off conversation with a
wrong
from
Fresno.
It always starts off to a good conversation. No, bro, I'm from...
Eagle Rock area.
Eagle Rock?
LA, Mount Washington.
Eagle
Mount
Rock.
Highland Park.
So you hung out at Eagle Rock Mall, bro?
That was
your spot?
Yeah.
When there used to be people there?
Yeah, when the movie theaters was
Rock,
there.
Yeah, bro. That was
and
my
Filipinos,
shit.
And the Filipinos didn't take over. Have you seen it now?
I know they have a Bebo Lee Express.
That's a Little Manila.
No, the little...
Jollibee.
No, the supermarket, you were surprised
they
were too open.
No, that was seafood.
Yeah,
city.
It's a big
seafood city.
Yeah, it smells like a big old
Well, they
fish.
Fry the fish for you right there.
Yeah, you pick it smells. Up, you have you been
Target
there?
That Target is ghetto, man. It's just got the seafood
it's
city
done.
And Chuck E. Cheese that have been there for
been
40,
around
15
for about
years.
Like the Sizzler's right there, though, right?
Ever since they lost the movie theater, downhill.
Yeah, one of those in
that mall just turns off the lights and they make it a haunted house.
No decorations.
I've seen that Armenian dude washing that underwear in the restroom at Macy's.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He shitted himself or what?
Well, he had a shitty underwear because it smelled like, I was like, what the, somebody changing a baby? And I was like, oh, I'm going to not go in here. He's like, don't worry, come in. I'm
oh, no.
Someone's changing a man.
Jesus Christ, dude, you got to be kidding me.
Hey, but if he's Russian, man, hot water is that pretty good.
Well, we're just sitting on the baby table with wipes, sitting on the baby table.
I would have done the same thing.
I would just throw my underwear away.
Me too.
Right?
I know.
I've thrown my underwear away.
You're at Macy's. Just buy some new underwear.
Not if you have good underwear, right?
Or just go in there with a bag and you rip it in there.
Yank one out with your finger?
You ever done that, Rick? Buy underwear right away because something happened?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had to. Yeah, unfortunately.
You ever went on a gig, bro? When you get there, you realize that something happened, man. Either your bag didn't make it, or you forgot to pack underwear, or you had nothing, man. Or you just thought, like, this show is gonna be one night, but it ended up being two nights.
Yeah, and you
had
go
nothing.
To the Target.
Target stuff. Always come through for me,
oh,
bro.
Yeah.
Of course.
Fool.
Target's
I was going through my clothes, and I found your belt. The elastic one.
The skater belt.
The one you put on your leg when you sit down. So you want man spread. That one.
I have to give you a shout out.
Rodrigo always puts
you do it
on
the airport, right?
Yeah.
On the airplane,
the
right?
I bought another one because I have like a smaller one too.
No, Rodrigo sits
so
in the middle.
Rodrigo's
always.
Is that the money belt?
The
money belt?
No, they're stance belts. They're actually, they come in, they clip on.
Yeah. What do they do?
Belts.
What do they do?
No, well, what I do is I put them between my on my legs. That way my legs don't stretch out all that.
While he's asleep. Like,
then,
they don't flop open and hit
open. Because I had an experience with a hairy ass dude, probably about 4 or 5.
You're both wearing shorts.
It was disgusting, dude. Like, he touched me. I could feel his like skin cells exfoliating on my skin.
Yeah.
I had to like fucking dude. I had to get an outbreak costume for the rest of that leg.
Man.
You could like
he was
chafed on my
next
ass.
To
an
Evel Knievel fan, bro, with fucking OP shorts.
Welcome to being a girl because every dude,
I felt
legs
violated.
Open.
Dude.
That's how it feels.
Lisa had this
Lisa had this
real fat marrano, bro, this big old pig.
in
first place. Class, bro. And he was still leaning over.
Even worse.
Bro, he was still leaning over, bro. He was loud on the phone. Oh, yeah, I'm not going to produce it.
Oh, he was
I'm sure you are, bro.
Yeah, he was really.
He was loud. Yeah, I don't want him for this film, man. He was all loud.
Yeah,
dude.
Like,
on the phone with
Brockheimer. You were in front of me, right? And I was in back, and he was my partner. I was like,
and he was still leaning over, dude. Yeah.
Disgusting, dude.
And
anybody?
How does he use a bathroom? How do those guys use a bathroom, man?
Very viciously. But I let Felipe borrow the belt because he didn't have a belt one time for a show. And he says, I don't know where it's at. I'm like, who gives a fuck, dog? But I guess he found it. But that's the one I would use.
Bro, I think Greg gave me those beige ones.
The dad pants?
Yeah, so the belt was still connected to those dad belts.
Oh,
and
okay.
The dad pants. And I said, wait a minute, man. I think Greg, he also gave me underwear. And I think he didn't go buy it. He gave me his.
No, he didn't. Underwear?
Who buys one pair?
I don't know.
Yeah, they come in three, right? They come in two or three.
Was it like a boxer or what?
A boxer brief.
Single boxer.
Yeah, I seen it for $30. I always put them down.
He was expensing it, though. He put it on the expenses.
Would you use somebody else's underwear or would you go bareback?
If I know the person,
oh, dude.
If he's a dirty marrano, probably not.
Go commando, bro.
Yeah, commando's fine.
Yeah, commando's fine.
You know,
you're just
one accident.
I have a hairy ass, bro. I start sweating. Oh. You see the line?
You need the extra filter?
Bro, you ever seen Joe Diaz hairy ass?
No.
I've seen everything, dog.
Bro,
Cuban egg roll.
Joe Diaz said, hey, let me tell you, man. I don't have much of my body here. I just have this fucking mole growing out of my ass.
Big dick and a lot of personality.
He puts it down, bro. It's like a little baby hair coming out of his ass.
It's all boink.
I saw this Uber driver get out of his car to help somebody with a bag at Burbank Airport, and his pants were just down past his cheeks. Like I saw his ass crack.
Yeah,
that's gonna take at least one star off your rating right there.
Did you see Joey doing Rage?
Yeah.
Rage Against the Machine.
Who plays Rage Against the Machine with a fiddle, dog?
There was
a fiddle on stage.
He did it on the Josh Adamire show.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, that was pretty. That was pretty dope, man.
Every time Joe Diaz didn't know the word, he just turned around.
Yeah.
What are the words? Dun, 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 dun,
how you doing?
Get in the neighbor.
Well, how's it go? The fistful of steel.
How's it go?
Josh Adamire wants to be a rock star, huh?
I guess so. Apparently.
Yeah.
Well, I think he's
halfway
there.
He used to be.
He used to be rock.
Where?
And I think
like
his
Baltimore.
Premise is that
club that doesn't exist.
Comics always want to be musicians, and musicians often want to be comics.
Yeah.
So
actually,
that's where he's coming from with that.
I want to be. What?
Well, that was waiting for you to answer.
Oh, I was say, I want to be a musician until I'm on stage trying to sing, and then
fuck this shit.
It changes, bro.
Your dream changes real quick.
Different than the rest of them.
Let me
tell you how
you did light my fire.
I did light my fire. Let me know it changes, bro, because I don't know if you guys seen The Joker, but I've seen the movie two times.
Yeah.
I'm going to see it a third time in San Antonio.
I gotta see it again.
Love that.
And, I don't know if you noticed, man, but as a comedian, man, you see him going over his jokes with himself.
Yeah.
And like, he was going over his jokes and everything was looking good. But once he went up on stage, he couldn't even perform the joke the way he did in his house. And that's real.
I've been there.
Oh, my God.
Different story, bro.
Bro, that's real right there.
And
bro,
I'm going to give a spoiler right now. I knew the whole time that that girl wasn't really hanging with him because, like, there's no way someone would hang with you after that set.
No,
I knew it. I was like, they're having a pretty good time.
I knew it.
I know, like, nobody
yeah, ever. Walking around the city. I was like,
no, I haven't yet.
Nobody has ever made love to me like after a set, bro. And especially just going to somebody's house and make out with them, man. Like, you would have to get a standing ovation.
I know.
Pretty much.
Yeah, and
he bombed, right?
Like, really badly.
Bro, it was bombed.
Let me ask you guys, if you bomb, would you ask somebody, another comedian in that lineup right then and there that night, hey, why don't you book me?
You exist, though. I wouldn't.
Oh, I'd be back in 3 years. Right? I would not be talking to anybody.
I had a comedian.
It's a crime. You got to leave the scene.
Fuck, I had a comedian come up to me after he bombed.
Let me know when you hire some new waitresses.
You know why I don't book you? Because you don't reciprocate. And I said, you can tell me that after that? You can tell me after what you just did? Come on, man. At least wait 2 days. You know?
2 years.
That's so fresh.
Damn.
But what's the worst bombing you witnessed? And they try to walk up to you after and talk to you. I thought, weird, huh? It's like you saw this guy rape somebody and I want to be your friend.
It's like, stay away. What's the worst, man? Oh, man. I don't know. It has to be like Bringer show. It had to have been. So none of the guys.
The Bringer show is always the worst because you brought 10 people to watch
your
bomb.
Yeah, exactly.
I know.
And those were the ones I've seen, those people.
And the only person saying you good said to your next show is TK.
Is he still around? We always talk about him.
I went up to him recently, 2 weeks ago at the Federal. And
TK?
He gave me a spot like 10 years ago, okay? And I haven't seen him in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I went up to say, hey, what's up? He goes, hey, you want to see the show? And I'm a dick, you know? I don't know. I go, no, I did your shows 10 years ago.
I want a bum again.
TK
I had all these people pay all this
TK
money.
Carter.
Oh. Yeah.
His last name? Carter.
No, Madison.
Madison.
Yeah, the wig. Carter's the guy with the wig. The guy with the wig.
The other TK.
I don't know that.
I don't know he had a wig.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
well, it's assumed.
Yeah, it's totally assumed. Yeah, totally. Yeah. Like from a bald guy. I'm bald, dude. Right, that's a wig. I'll call it out. I'll be the first to call it out. Hey, fucker, come
but
on.
You know, you fake can say hair right away?
What's that?
When somebody has fake hair, you can tell right away?
Oh, yeah.
It's just too thick, huh?
Yeah, it's too thick.
For the age. It don't match the eyebrows.
There's lines that shouldn't be there. It's like
the funniest is when there's like a 78-year-old dude with the killer
so
hair.
Obvious.
And you're like, come on, dude.
Come on, dude.
It's over.
Been over.
Be yourself.
And he's there with a young... And they're always there with a young black chick.
And you always notice those football commentators that end up shaving their head recently, and they're free now.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't have to worry about anything. They shave their head.
The moment is over.
Yeah, the moment is over. They've graduated.
Yeah.
You know? I know, when Steve Harvey got rid of his, he was happy, bro.
Yeah, absolutely.
Living
Steve Harvey.
Lie,
yeah, we were talking to somebody down in Texas, right?
They used to carry his hair in a box.
Yeah. He had to go back to the airport to pick up Steve's hair.
And it was
in a box.
That's right.
It had its own ticket and passport?
Yeah, I guess like it was left
clip on
at baggage claim or something.
Don't forget it, dog.
And he sent the opener to go get it.
I
wonder if he had a backup just in case.
He should.
You need a backup, dude.
Huh?
You would need a backup.
If I did that, I would want two backups.
Right?
Yeah. Right there ready
to go. I put one in each bag. You know what I mean? Like one on me somehow.
This was so
cool. Well, I guess I know how.
When my hair starts falling off, I'm going to leave it on, bro. People think I have cancer up there, bro.
Get the pity laugh?
I'm going to look bad, bro.
Pity laugh.
I'm going to look like Bobcat Goldthwait up there, bro.
You can go on America's Got Talent.
My hair's going to look like I live in a farm, bro.
You're going to be right there with two curls.
With fucking strands, bro. I'm gonna leave the two little front hairs, bro.
Hey, I got one from my neck, like when I was 18 that still grows right here.
Bro,
I gotta fucking shave it every time. It's like the only one. Stay for the party, dude.
You should let it grow, bro. Have a little Corey Feldman
right?
One.
I have a blonde one over my left eye right here, a blonde one that grows. And sometimes I would let it grow long. And then
weird. Blow in the wind.
Man, TV is crazy now, man. Like, I was watching a show called 90 Day Fiancé.
I was watching that show.
I was watching
She brought you in the world.
Would you say 90 Day Fiancé?
Yeah, bro. You gotta watch this show.
And Love After Lockup. Those are my two shows, man.
But now, these shows, The way they this station is called the We Channel, I think.
One is We and one is TLC.
Yeah, but the way they
used to be the Learning Channel.
But well, the way they promote their next a show that's coming up.
Anymore.
But the way they promote another show that's coming up
a
is
new show.
A
yeah.
new show. They show a commercial with half of the other show they're showing you during your
fucking
show.
They'll show you like 10 yeah. minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're watching your show going, where did my fucking show go?
That's my show.
Where am I watching this? All of why did Mr. Iglesias just start? You know, something like that. And like
networks like, all crafty, huh?
Yeah. And then so you're into this show.
This other show, like, wait a minute, my other show's a disaster, but this shit is crazy. We got fucking Aaron Carter and his mom talking shit on this
one.
Oh,
yeah.
Corey Feldman
and his mom.
His wife and brother.
Corey Feldman comes in, bro. And let me tell you, man, I haven't seen these guys in Lost Boys, by the way.
Right. Yeah.
But he comes in there talking shit. This guy doesn't know who I am. I've been in over 100 films.
No, he said, I hate to brag about my career, but I have been in over 100 movies.
I love the Goonies.
And 100. I had, yeah. And like we're like, what have you
seen
been
me?
In
have you
Lost
seen
Boys?
Me do Michael Jackson?
Look at Mal.
Have you seen me do or Michael
vice,
Jackson?
Or vice versa.
This guy's weird, eh? Weirdo.
Not laughing at you, Corey. I'm not laughing at you, Corey.
That was good.
With you.
He just like Corey. Wasn't he just like a music star a couple years ago?
Star.
Eesh.
He did a performance.
He
like
did
a performance piece
on TV on morning yeah. TV, right?
Yeah. It was Morning America.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he
bizarre.
Did.
Yeah, it was bizarre.
He did like a little bat, bro. Like, a little bat.
It was weird. Yeah, it looked like a hoodie.
He did.
Thing.
Yeah, so true.
And then he got on social media. I guess he wasn't on social media at that point, but he did it so he could kind of talk to all the fans that
right.
were watching him that morning. And they all shit all over him in these comments, and he was like, "What?" Like he had no what.
It was
idea.
His first day on social media.
Yes.
Yeah,
you learn pretty quick.
Oh, he was mortified.
I was crying
on Howard Stern.
Don't you know I've been over 100 movies?
He was mortified.
Corey Feldman Rose.
He's got some issues. Man.
He was crying, man.
He's older than
I was thinking about that today, like the first time I put a video up on YouTube, and I'm like, this is great. It was like from the Craig Ferguson show. I'm like, everyone's going to love this. And then just people start shitting on it. And I'm like, whoa, I don't like this at all. I don't like this internet.
Bro, this poster works fucking everywhere. What the fuck?
Ow, I didn't think it would hurt that bad.
My family's from Ecuador. I do this joke about being from Ecuador, small country. And then they titled it Comedy Time. They titled it Why Rick Thinks Ecuador Sucks or something like that, right? And I was like, whoa, they titled it like that. And you should see the comments. Who's this guy? Forget this guy. He doesn't know. He's
fuck
not Ecuador.
This guy.
Dude, there are just so
fuck
many
him,
comments hating me, man.
No, that's the type of one they're leaving just, comments before they even watch.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
they already look at the other comments and they go, well, he must be saying some shit.
That's true, man, because I'm about to plug in the show I'm going to come out on Netflix, but the show that hasn't even came out yet, it's called Gentrified. It's a play on word on gentrified, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so they put the release, you know. Felipe Esparza is one of the co-stars, Felipe and four of the characters, right? And everybody from Boyle High, who I grew up in, right? People who call themselves Latino X.
Well,
they said,
yeah,
they said, oh, I can't believe this fucking show is going to sell out, making our neighborhood look bad. And go, the people are commenting, but Felipe's going to be in it. Yeah, what's his agenda? I'm lucky to be. I'm lucky I got paid.
I'm acting.
I got a job.
Yeah, I'm just.
Yeah. Can I just watch
so
it?
These people did not
capitalism.
Read. The, they not read the whole article.
They haven't seen one second
of the show.
They have no idea what it's about.
They're already talking shit. Yeah,
yeah, they're like, well, I'm really disappointed to see Felipe supporting something like this because they feel like it's exploiting the neighborhood.
Yours? Mm-hmm.
No, go
but
for it.
All these businesses got business and everything when their
right.
movie was being shot. Like all these people got work and like
yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
money
he's working
was flowing
too. He's
into
acting.
The neighborhood. Yeah. I know it was crazy.
Well,
I shot Jesus Christ.
No, I was just say people need to be upset about something every day.
Every day.
And that was your day the other day.
that's, you saw the split though between people who are your fans who don't. You know they might support that idea of fighting gentrification, which is a fine. Fight, you know, but some of their ideas are a little far out there, and they're a little triggered by every single thing. Now,
remember that video that girl walking in New York and getting catcalled.
Yeah,
so I did a video just like that, walking in L.A., but she was fighting back, like, psh, you know, psh,
yeah.
I did this whole thing, and I got millions of hits. But you look at the comments, like 2,000, 3,000 comments, and all of a sudden I realized they were all just bailing out quick. There's a fake. And at the end, I put it's a comedy. don't take it serious.
Yeah.
You know, none of them make it to the end. Like you said, they just look at the beginning, fake. And I look deeper, and they're kids.
Yeah.
They're kids, dude. They're like 8, 9, 10-year-olds that want to be quick judges and move from one video to the next and
it's
one to the next.
Big internet. It's worldwide.
Like, dude, it's crazy. Really? I thought it was just here. And...
Yeah, man. If I met Rodney, I had to put a fake Twitter to get on people.
Oh, yeah.
That was
come on, man.
The funniest shit ever.
Man up.
That is. Hey, but we were talking about hairlines earlier. Stephen Miller, you see that one?
With the hairline? He has got the phone. He's got the painted
on.
He painted on one time and then he didn't have the paint.
You understand his pain now?
It's not him, but he made the wall.
That was the message. I get it.
The message, goddammit.
Borderline.
Yeah, it was bad.
So what'd you start comedy at?
10 years ago, L.A., downtown. Just walked in an open mic.
Which open mic?
There was one at a printer shop. It was like at 6th and Spring near the Down and Out. You know the Down and Out, the bar?
Yeah.
And then it was just a printer shop that was doing open mics. I walked up, did one set, and then... But 15 years before that, I tried it at the open mic at the Comedy Store and sucked balls.
What year? We're talking 25 years ago?
Yeah, 25 years ago I tried it, but it sucked balls.
Who
at
was
the
there?
Comedy
Chewy?
Store. No, you know who was hosting was Larry... Melrose Larry.
Melrose Larry Green?
No. The guy who was on Howard Stern.
Melrose Larry.
He was hosting it.
I would have quit
and
too.
And that guy put me down, dude. When I walked off, that guy goes, "What the fuck just happened?" I go, "Yeah. I need to stay away."
I would have hit that fool with a clipboard, dude.
Hit him with his own signs.
Suck some motherfuckers like that fucking have a word about
it,
dog.
But it stayed in my head.
You got judged by somebody you didn't even know was a piece of shit already.
And then the people in the audience, too. I was young. I was young, and I said, you know what? I go, I need to live life.
He's right. Very scarring.
Mr. Melrose Green, you know, the mayor of Melrose.
Yeah. And then I came back 10 years ago, and I said, come on, let's do it.
You come back?
Willie Barsett.
Gotta do it, bro. Represent Eagle Rock, bro.
Wait, did you grow up around Willie?
No, I didn't. Okay. But we grew up around the same people. We knew a lot of this. My dad owned a club in Silver Lake called Cachet. On Glendale Boulevard across from the Red Lion, that German bar.
Yeah,
it's Rockaway Records right now.
Rockaway.
Yeah. And so my dad owned a club there, Cachet. Paul Rodriguez.
By Rockaway Records?
Rockaway Records.
It moved in.
So it's Rockaway Records.
So my dad lost the business in 91 and then
Rockaway opened? Okay, cool.
So, but it was a lot of good 80s. My dad had like Celia Cruz over and Tito Puentes and all these famous Latino artists.
Azúcar.
Fernando Valenzuela. Yeah. I met him, gave him a Miller Lite. Myself, my dad goes, hey, tráele una cerveza. And I go, all right. That was just an awesome moment.
But, how old were you there?
I was a teenager. Yeah. It was fun. It was a lot of fame.
It's weird that Rockaway Records stayed in business.
I know.
They're like a little room now.
Yeah.
I saw that place shrink.
Yeah.
That shouldn't be happening.
I saw that place shrink.
Yeah, it used to be like twice or three
times. Big as
they
place
started
now.
Selling space. Let's put a yoga room over here.
They used to have records before we used to go in together. Hi, bro.
Lit.
Just grab like at least 35 records, LPs that I never heard of.
That's so cool.
I start playing them one by one. With fucking hipsters behind me waiting and shit. I never turned my back, bro. I just did the...
They had an awesome U section, dude.
Fuck yeah. And then there was one section with one room. It was all Beatle memorabilia. And it was like real hardcore shit. We're talking like blankets, posters, little 45s. Yeah.
First pick they used in L.A. Yes. That they threw out at the Coliseum. Yeah. Here you go. Oh.
And then they had other stuff there. I bought a poster there. I thought it would be worth money. But now, let me tell you, anybody there who's a collector, anything you have that you think is worth money, if unless it's a painting, it ain't worth shit.
Really?
Unless there are only a few of them.
Yeah,
the only Batman comic book you should be worried about, Batman number 14, that's where fucking the Joker appeared. I know that because of Lost Boys. But still, comic books, baseball cards are done.
Yes.
Are fucking done.
There's a documentary about baseball
cards.
Did you hear that?
Badass.
Watch it.
Dude, that is so badass.
You traded me like baseball cards.
A guy who was making money.
Tell him, bro.
Making money in the 80s with baseball cards.
Yeah. Killing it. And had then, four stores.
And his kid, then he left his kid, left his family, and this kid saves these baseball cards. And he shows all these 80s like videos of him. And
then
now he's an adult. And he's like, yeah. I got all these baseball cards. I'm going to go cash in.
He left them after,
nothing,
bar,
man.
After the bar mitzvah.
Fucking nothing, bro. He went to a place, this guy that used to own Upper Deck.
Yeah.
He goes, what do you have? You have that what? The Conseco?
Yeah.
You see that whole aisle? They're all Consecos.
Hey, before he went inside the baseball trader show and his sister ran over the cards?
Yes, yes, he was so.
You fucking run him over, you fucking dumb! Yes. And then what? They go inside the car, I'll give you $20.
Yes. Dude, yes.
So this was this guy's like plan?
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna sell my dad's shit?
Yeah.
He went back to his mom's house, show him. All the stuff his mom's all, I'm gonna throw this out, Arthur, if you don't come get it. Just all the shit that was in the attic.
He was a kid actor, too, right?
Yeah,
he was a kid actor.
So it's like, are you gonna go to college? No, I'm just gonna sell my dad's shit.
And then the story,
I'll be good.
He reconnects with his dad at the end.
Yes.
The dad bailed on it.
Right. Right after bar mitzvah, right?
Yeah, he bailed.
But his dad, you got to give the dad credit, though. The dad knew the business was going to die out.
Yes, he did.
And he
did
the wedding was going to die out.
Yeah.
As soon as
he knew the family was going
to
die.
Yeah, like one of the.
And he pulled the plug on that shit.
Oh, yeah. You found out that he fucked every chick he hired.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
He ran away with one.
Yeah, he did.
So
and that was my dad. That's why I related with this shit.
I know,
my
right?
My dad was that guy.
My dad was. And then you realize what a big lie you're living in, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's what they were talking about. They're talking about the value dropping once nobody cares anymore. You know,
nobody cares, man.
But it's the same thing with like diamonds and stuff. You know,
no,
like,
diamonds always be worth money.
No,
man.
But it's not inherently worth anything. It's not like
she's talking about the availability of it.
Yeah, De Beers bought a diamond or got the diamond mine, the first diamond mines, and they had them. They just cornered the market on that because nobody else. They held all them back in storage, like they held a stock back, so they were rare all of a sudden, the rarest diamonds, and then you know they're pretty and sparkly, of course, but then they became of value because they made it rare. Then they started saying how much guys should pay for their fiancés.
They created all that bullshit.
They created all this. Yeah. And then the value started fluctuating.
That ad.
But it's really worth nothing. It's not like other precious minerals and things.
It goes back to the thing you were talking about, value with the posters, if there's not too many. The original baseball cards at Honus Wagner, there really isn't too many.
Oh, yeah.
But what they did with Upper Deck, remember the Ken Griffey was going to be the new cards.
Yes.
Gonna be worth. But these motherfucker printed fucking warehouses full of cards and devalued that. Shit.
Yeah, that happened, and they show that in the documentary.
These fools poured those fucking diamonds; they're just worth more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're just holding it back and created.
They're
using
the industry,
the supply
dog.
And demand. They're controlling it.
But
all.
Remember when there's a part when he goes meet a kid that has the biggest baseball card collection ever. He's slow as fuck.
Oh,
Lee Syed, dog.
Yeah,
Lee Syed, bro.
Is that a joke or is that for real?
It looks just like him.
But that little kid, knows everything about baseball cards.
Oh my God. He's
a
genius.
They made a baseball card for that.
Oh yeah, they made a baseball card for the kid too.
Oh my God, it's fucking
crazy. He's still living with his dad, huh?
Yeah.
I always live with his dad.
How old is he?
40. It got me a little emotional. I got to admit, when he was like dealing with the dad situation, then leaving, I was like, fuck.
I wanted to laugh, dog.
I did laugh.
But you know that one kid, you know, as soon as his dad dies, that fool's going to die 3 days later, dog.
Yeah, man.
He's so tied to
his dad.
Oh, yeah.
He can't survive without his dad.
When his dad left, he sold everything, all the businesses, to other car collectors. Like, but then knew the future. He goes, your dad, he sold me the business before he left for like 20 G's.
Yeah. That's so true.
But you know one cool thing about the dad? None of those old fools, nobody bad trash talked the dad. He said he was always an honorable person, a moral person.
Yeah, your dad gave me – he started me in this business.
Yeah, dude.
And, hey, I know you're – and that's what I would get.
The little kid couldn't believe it because he fucking left me.
You guys heard of Armando Manzanero?
Yeah.
Armando Manzanero.
The singer.
Yes, okay. So my dad wrote a song for this famous Latin singer. I'm in Mexico. I'm going to school in Mexico.
Armando Manzanero, wow.
I'm going to university down there, okay?
And
all the Mexicans down there are like, hey, gringo izquierda. That's what they call it. Hey, pinche gringo izquierda. Because I played football down there, and I would speak English every once in a while.
Football, like soccer or American football?
No, American football down there.
Yeah. Like, that's why he's gringo.
Yeah. And so Armando, there was a singing contest, and Armando Manzanero is like giving autographs to people. Like he had people all around him. He's giving autographs, and these Mexicans are like, and I go, hey, who's over there? He goes, ah, ustedes get the, you don't know. You know, you don't know. And I saw it was Armando Manzanero. I said, I know him. But I didn't say anything.
Yeah.
So I go, how much would you guys bet me if I walked over there and I, you know, hugged that guy?
Yeah.
He's like Connie and the Godfather.
Shut up. Yeah, they said, shut up. I said, get out of the way. And I went over there and I pushed everybody, excuse me, con permiso, con permiso. And I said, Señor Manzanero, mi papá's Enrique Izquierda. And he goes, ah, he's over there. And he gives me a hug. And all those, my buddies, like their jaws just dropping. Yeah. And they all had to pay me 20 bucks.
Ah, that's awesome.
Is that how your dad got in the business with music and booking bands and shit or what?
No, he got in just by playing and he got the club and then he started bringing the artists to LA from all around the world. And so that's what he got known for. And that was like 84, 84, man. 85 he started and then he lost it in 91.
And then he just, did he write a song, like just have this song ready and wanted somebody to sing it?
When I was a kid, I'd wake up every morning to him playing the piano. And then my friends were black and they would go, hey, your dad's playing como esta, like that's what they would say again, you know, and because my dad would play, you know, Spanish romantic music, you know, is what his stuff was. That's Armando Manzanero. He sounds...
Música romántica.
Yeah, he sounds like a chipmunk.
I haven't heard that name in years, dude.
Armando Manzanero. Yeah, he's a very romantic singer. And so my dad would, I would wake up to this every morning.
That's a dude?
Yeah.
Oh.
Fucking legend.
Porque con tus besos. Sounds like Chavela
Vargas. No encuentro dulzura. Porque tus reproches me dan.
It's getting... Hey, you look pretty old, hot, Rodrigo.
You look really old back here. Look.
Tender
it's
voice,
like Mickey
bro.
Rooney or something.
You guys heard of you know Nelson Ned?
Yeah, that's how he's not him.
Nelson Ned would perform there, and he'd love Coke, man. He's dead now. I don't care.
He's a little person.
Yeah, he loved.
You know Coke. Who one time threw a little Nelson Ned reference at Wild Coyotes and sang a song? Joy Diaz.
Oh, really?
It all comes back to
he's Diaz. Cuban, right?
Yeah.
Nelson is Cuban. Yeah.
Oh, no. Nelson is Brazilian.
Really?
Yeah, but he was well-known in the Latin Caribbean community. But he would do a lot of coke.
Did he really?
Yeah.
In
L.A.? He did. And seeing a little man like
Nelson
that, like talk to you, like talk shit to you.
He sang good, though. Dude.
Oh, yeah. Dude, he was a little...
Badass
put a
performer.
Would they call him Nelson Ned, the voice...
Unplug that thing.
The voice, the giant big, voice, right?
Yeah, the giant voice. And he would come out, like, and they would put a, like, extra stage for him.
Uh-huh.
And he'd be like, oh! And then people would be like, oh, my God! And a little spotlight chasing him around, uh-huh. You know, like. And then he'd just go, ha, venga! And he would say, macho menos. That was his joke.
He was, like, 4 foot something, right?
Yeah.
3 feet something.
Oh, he was, like, 3. And then one time I was taking pictures, and he got mad at me. And he said, "Yamame se calaga." And he was yelling at me, and I was like, "I'll kick your ass!" I was 17, 16. Like, I'll fucking knock you out, man. I was like thinking that in my head, but I said, "Yes, sir, yes."
Yeah. Give him a little muscle, man.
Yeah. Yeah. He's hey, my brother Adrian. That's his godfather.
Wow.
Yeah, my brother. He was his god. My brother's godfather.
Did
You know Olga Brinsky?
Yeah,
she got married. She got married in my backyard in 87, 86, 87.
You gotta let it kick it, dog.
That dancer lady?
Yeah, with the violin, a big booty.
Oh,
yeah. Como Iri Chacon.
You know Iri Chacon?
Yeah.
Remember Charity?
Yeah, Charity.
She was Dominican, right?
Yeah, I don't remember.
One of the ladies Dominican. You know that comedian.
Ludovica?
Ludo,
yeah.
She was a choreographer for Iri Chacon.
Oh, she was?
Yeah, or Charity, one of those ladies.
I just remember my brother used to put his like underwear up his butt crack like a thong, and he'd go, Iri Chacon. Yeah.
We saw him at Macy's
my
bathroom.
My brother did too.
Wow, what a coincidence.
He had a partner now. So when you were there... When your dad had that club,
yeah.
What was the name of the club?
Mm. El Caché.
Dude, I'm pretty sure, Brad, that club was around in the 70s. My dad went to it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
dude,
totally.
My dad will go wild, bro. Like I found out that my mom didn't go wild, but.
You didn't go out with my mom.
When I spoke with my mom, she goes, yo, no fui. I didn't go. But I'm pretty sure your dad had Your dad had los gatos negros there.
Oh, he had some Mexican singers, yes, a lot of them as well. But he had all
he had balladeers, though, like those love song people, right?
Yeah. But, yeah. A lot but he had Paul Rodriguez, too, and I talked to Paul.
That was my next question. Did your dad have a lot of comedians show up?
Just Paul. Really? Nobody else? Spanish. Sergio Corona showed up. And he had a girl, and he got drunk, and the girl, I was talking to her. Next, you know, I go to a hotel with this girl. And my dad's telling Sergio Corona, my son fucked your date, you know.
Oh, my God.
That's the only one I can remember. A Spanish comedian.
When Nelson performed at your dad's club, where would he stay at? Did he have a house or a hotel?
Okay, Celia Cruz slept in my house, okay? And I took my buddy, Tony, he knows this, Tony Camarena, who were friends. We've been friends since 82, probably. I took him up the stairs and said, hey, you want to see Celia Cruz?
She's over there, cruda.
And she was sleeping on this bed, our guest bed, and she was like, and she was snoring loud. And you look at her face like the light, and it was Celia Cruz. And he said, that is Celia Cruz. I said, okay. Now
what a beautiful snore.
I got a witness.
She looks like a snore.
Es un escándalo.
Did she party?
You know what? I was such an idiot. I'll be honest with you guys. I was such an idiot. I thought I was cool American kid, and my dad would be, hey, Celia Cruz, big deal. What up? Yeah. You're not, you know, the rapper who like from DMC. You know?
I know that Paul. Paul Julius told me that Tito Puente party like a motherfucker.
Yeah. A lot of these
he
guys.
He needs to party to fucking play those drums real fast.
Yeah.
All those fools, dude.
Rico Suave was family friends, okay?
Really?
Yeah, Gerardo?
Yeah, Gerardo was
He was in fucking Colors.
And I saw Suave. Gerardo. I saw Gerardo pop lock for the first time, so he was a dancer. And that
Willie
was like...
Willie Barcena's inspiration for the bandana.
I thought it was Richard Grieco, bro. Yeah.
Richard Grieco.
That's more Richard Grieco.
No, that was a leather jacket, bro.
One time the devil showed up after and thought fucking Richard Grieco and Richard Grieco Jr.
And I stumbled onto Richard Grieco's Instagram page the other day. His head looks like it now. Like his big old forehead. And
what happened?
Got old.
Love your homie.
Gerardo, I heard Rico Suave before it came out.
Like did you lose your mind when it became that? That was huge.
I wanted to laugh.
When you everyone laughed. Well, I mean, but it was.
Of course it was huge.
But it was kind of funny, right?
It was the first living to be the local.
When he showed it to me, I was like, dude, that's ridiculous. Right. Like, that's my first thought. Right. You're a hater. Like, that's ridiculous.
You didn't
man.
Tell him, though. Did
no,
you?
I said, dude.
Go for real?
I said, dude, you're rock, man. Like, I had to lie because I was like, I was 18 and we were doing a nightclub together at the Cachet Wednesday.
Give me a bump.
The mind of an executive over here.
Give me a bump.
Oh, he was totally holy. He's holy today, man. He's a very holy guy, man. He's very Christian.
He seemed like clean and sober.
Yeah. He was. And he was losing his hair throughout the whole thing.
And he's always been like about the business.
Oh, I didn't know that's why.
Yeah.
That's why he was wearing the bandana? Because he was losing his hair?
Yeah. Really, dog?
He's always about the business. Like, he was looking for the next thing, huh?
Yeah. And Enrique Iglesias, he helped him. He helped Enrique, yeah.
And he was in a movie with Court McCowan.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Can't Buy Me Love.
Can't Buy Me Love. He played his character's name was Ricky.
Me too.
Oh, my God.
Name after you.
Yeah. I'm only doing it if it's named after my friend.
I saw that movie a few times
Done.
In the theater.
That's funny. Other big show that my dad and I went to were at the Million Dollar at that time.
Oh, yes. I had to go with my grandmother.
We saw Cantinflas there at Capolina.
Yeah. I had to go with my grandmother to those. My dad would say, you have to take your grandmother.
How'd you dad get into the business?
He'd be playing music, and then he bought the restaurant.
What was the name of the restaurant? It was Cachet.
The nightclub.
No, before that, always?
And there used to be a guy with a top hat hanging outside. It was really sophisticated, you know, rich for rich people. And then all of a sudden, he got it, and it got a little bit more just like, not just Latino, but we're giving Latino audiences, I mean, shows, and so we're going to get Latino audiences. I would go to school, and kids would say, hey, my parents want to bring you over for dinner. And I go, oh, really? Why? Because Jose is coming to town. You know, and I would be there, and they go, hey, can you tell your dad? Go, oh, yeah, I'll talk to my dad. And so parents would be.
Jose just passed away.
Luchas.
Oh, yeah. And Jose was there, too.
But you're,
Juan Gabriel.
Was there always I heard that Jose was always fighting with his wife.
Yeah, I don't know that shit, but Nelson Ned did shoot his wife in the face.
Damn.
Shoot her dead?
Yeah, no, she survived.
Oh, dude.
Boy, but he
shot his wife in the face.
Too small, not a little
shot her the B shooter.
And then he died recently.
Less on that.
Yeah, that, I mean,
for the cokeheads, if you have enough money to do coke, you live forever, huh?
No.
No.
Confirms.
No. Keith Richards.
I don't know, Willie Nelson smokes weed. He's living forever. Chong.
That's weed.
That's weed though. Coke.
No.
What are you telling me? Coke.
No, I'm talking about like Mick Jagger, all those guys doing heroin.
I don't think they do it anymore.
No, they stop.
I think coke is real, like kind of like. You can have a.
That's right, cocksucker. I'm sweating right now.
I think you can like all of a sudden your heart can just go.
Yeah, you can have a heart attack easily.
That's why that stuff scares me.
I don't know, fucking.
No, coke. There are a lot of cokeheads are dead.
You never had aspirations.
They died.
They're dead now.
You never had aspirations to do stand-up comedy while your dad owned the club.
Oh yeah.
And you saw your dad. Your dad, goddamn it. The white dishes, cabrón. Come on, dad, let me bring up Jose.
No, my dad wanted
go make his bed.
My dad wanted me to be a singer. At five years old.
You know, he would make
me sing in front of the family and friends. And I would sing Donny Osmond, "Go Away, Little Girl." So I'd go, "Go away, little girl," right? And people would be like, "Yes, kid!" Right? And then my older brother would go, "Eres maricón." and it was over. I said, "I don't want to sing anymore."
Were you good?
because I would watch my dad coach singers, and so I would get it. But there's some notes you normally can't hit. It's impossible to hit. Like Mariah Carey notes.
Your finger starts going like this.
Yeah. So you stay within your bars.
Yeah.
Anybody can sing. You know, it's all in the breathing.
Did you check out any stand-up shows in the 80s in L.A.? I always wonder what that would be like.
You know, I believe I did. You know where my dad would take me? La Caja Full. I don't know why.
Where's that at?
But he was so into the transvestites singing like Diana Ross.
Where's La Caja Flora?
It was in Hollywood somewhere, but it doesn't exist anymore, I think. But it was when transvestites were
a lot of Latinos were into those shows.
It was a drag show.
Also, at Grand Central Market, they had a drag show there that went on for many years. And they would sing. The ladies would sing. The guy would dress up like chicks and sing. And the girl who dressed up like dudes and sing.
I've been to Mexico City. I've seen that.
It was big, though. Nobody. Zacatecas. That's funny. Nobody considered it gay growing up. It was packed.
Yeah, right?
Like the guy that'll do a Juan Gabriel.
I'm not saying that it was a circus show because they actually liked them. Yeah. Could we couldn't afford to see the real thing?
Yeah, it was real good entertainment. Yeah. Like they'll do Paquita, La del Barrio, all those dudes.
When my brother got married, his bachelor party was at La Caja Full. My dad took him there, got him a big cake that was in the shape of a dick. And that's what my dad.
You got me.
Eat the dick. That's my dad. Eat the dick. That's my dad.
That's very Latino shit. Like,
right? It's just crazy.
It's like the cooks sticking a finger up your ass. Grab ass shit.
Yeah, that's all it is. That's my dad.
Your dad used to hang out with Lyle Menendez. Kiki Menendez.
Kiki.
You guys have a link to those people or no?
Menendez? Yeah. Hell no.
A wild story you guys fucking
out there. Hey, man, when you guys were performing there, did your dad ever have bands? Like, because I remember when I was living in L.A., when we first came to L.A., there used to be a local band that was not living next to us, but they were like across the street, but we could hear them practice. They were called Los Diablos.
Okay.
You heard of that band?
No.
They played in Chicago. They were local. They were like a conjunto.
Okay. Yeah. No, my dad had a cachet salsa, like 12-piece band, and that was his. And they would rehearse every day for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the weekend to be the shit. And people would go there, and it was live. And actually, the John Candy movie, where they were security guards, where they're all like, remember that movie?
Going Berserk.
Huh?
Going Berserk.
No, what?
I don't know the name of it.
Armed and Dangerous.
Armed and Dangerous, that one. They filmed a scene there.
Eugene Levy.
When they're with him and Eugene with the two girls, and they're sitting and there's music going on. That's the restaurant. That's the cachet.
Gotcha.
And some of
the
two cops come up to him. Yeah, that movie's funny.
I forgot about that movie.
I love that movie.
You know what's funny, man? When they fucking with John Candy and Eugene Levy, they get fired from that warehouse check if they reported an actual robbery.
Yeah.
But it was a security guard robbing the place. And they sent him to go work at this fucking auto shop place with fucking dirty.
Yeah, it was like there was a petroleum.
Yeah. Yeah, and there were these two security guards that have been working there 7 days straight.
And they're like all itching.
Yeah.
Like, wow. Yeah, like warts growing all over their face.
You're first relief. Don't drink that water.
These fools are dying.
And then I like the other part where they set up to that warehouse where as soon as like the shift starts, they let out three double pinchers, and they just chased them the whole night with running with the dogs.
Isn't that the one where they have to sit in that tunnel in downtown L.A. and make sure no one breaks down? And then they get all smog poisoning and shit? Or is that something else I'm thinking about? That's probably a police academy.
That's probably police academy
Put that in the police academy file, yeah. If you can't remember a certain plot, it must have been police academy.
These guys were guarding trash, like piles of trash, and walking over it and talking, this job sucks, right?
Yeah.
And they would see another guy, and he would be excited. Hey, this is a gold mine. There's a comb. I found a comb.
Yeah. Movies used to be fun, dude.
Right?
They take them too seriously now. They're just taking too seriously.
They have to have a message.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need more comedy, though. I think we need more of that slapstick,
like crazy fucking shit. Laughter comedy, dude.
Or make fun of what's going on now. Like, back then, like, when I was a little kid, nobody had jobs. But they made fun of me with about no one having a job.
Yeah, like easy money and
easy
shit
money.
Like that.
Yeah,
Mr. Mom.
Yeah,
Mr.
Gung Ho.
Yeah, all that shit.
Short Japanese company showing up.
But even McDonald and Artie, that
it's
movie.
Like when you work, was that?
That's your
work.
Funny, dude.
It's like you, when you lose your job, that's when the fun starts.
My favorite
According
part
to
of Dirty
80s
Work,
movies.
Favorite part of Dirty Work is when he's in jail and he goes, he's getting out. He's like, you guys should be ashamed of yourselves. He goes, does your mom know you do this shit? They
just gee whiz.
Bent him over.
What's up, Fushu? You started doing stand-up comedy in Spanish now? Or you
I have probably about 15, 20 times. About 2 years ago, I attempted first one and I didn't want to focus like Richard Villa, like going to Mexico and stuff.
We don't say bad words on this podcast.
Okay, sorry.
You don't want to spend money to go to Mexico.
Yeah. You're going to beep that? I didn't want to go that deep. So I just – everybody said, hey, you do Spanish, right? And I said, yeah, okay. You know, let's go. Let's do it. And so it's just been fun. It's been fun. It's kind of keeping me on my toes. And I went to school in Mexico 2 years. So, you know, that's the good thing I noticed that – hablo así, güey. You know, sometimes I can relate with these people because if I go, oye, ¿qué pasó, boludo? ¿Qué pasó, qué tío? You know, then they go, fuck.
What
this
the fuck
guy.
Is going on?
they go, fuck, he's speaking too fast. And he's one of those guys who thinks Mexico people are shit. You know, because that's how South America is. It's a big racist. You know, it's worse than
enough about Argentina.
Right?
It's a cyclone of
hey, Ecuador is a place where you guys put corn nuts on your ceviche, right?
Yes, we put corn nuts. Isn't it good?
I always thought it was nasty.
I always thought it was nasty, bro. Yes,
but I saw a video of I think that guy from Bizarre Foods. He went to Ecuador,
okay,
and they were making a ceviche, bro. And I've seen it like other. I never seen it that well. The guy cut up the fish and it was really thin.
Yeah.
Not like us,
we
chop it up.
It was like carpaccio, like
it was
really thin.
Fucking thin. Yeah. It was like
delicious.
Like your prosciutto with a fish.
You put it on a bagel.
Yeah, right. It was real thin. And then he added another fish and then he had a little shrimp, too many.
Yeah.
And then he added like this hot sauce, like a habanero or something.
Yeah.
And then the lemon, he just mixed it all up and then added the corn nuts. See, if I was not vegan, I'd probably want to taste that.
But I like the corn nuts that we have here. Like the corn nuts. They have these ugly shell corn nuts that are like have that popcorn plastic around it. Yeah. Have you ever tried eating those?
Latin American corn nuts.
I don't like that, man.
No. I told you, the Ecuadorian guy I worked with in New York, he made
popcorn,
ceviche
bro.
And he put popcorn
on popcorn,
top.
Yeah, we do.
See, I don't go there, bro.
Yeah.
I don't do popcorn or fucking corn nuts.
But because the ceviche, but their ceviche over there. Their ceviche over there is more soupy, right?
Yes.
It's more soupy.
Yeah, it's more like a shrimp.
It's like a shrimp cocktail. It's soupy.
But with all that, without all that ketchup and more orange and lemon and more pink onions and
throw fucking mango in it.
Not everybody does. They do put mango in it, huh?
Sometimes.
I think so. My dad makes it. And mango, it's like they keep it a secret. The people who make it, they keep it a secret.
Keep it a secret.
Yeah. I don't know.
The secret is the corn nuts.
Die with your recipe.
You know, like mine with barbecue flavored corn nuts.
You guys got to look. Something really cool about Ecuador is there's this park called the Iguana Park, right?
Mm-hmm. In Pico Rivera?
Right? Iguanas. But there's an iguana park, actually, like with iguanas coming out. And when I was a kid, my grandfather would take me. There'd be like one or two, and you look at the iguana. You wouldn't see too many. And then all of a sudden, today, look up Iguana Park in Ecuador, and dude, there's like 20 that down.
Do you guys eat them?
They feed them Cheetos. They're really? So you're not supposed to eat them. It's against.
Because they eat them in El Salvador. Eat them.
I go to the restaurant next door in MacArthur Park, right next to where the El Piojito used to be at, right? And they have it's called Mama's International Tamales. And they have a section that's non-vegan, but they have also a section that's vegan. But next door, they have an actual authentic Salvadoran restaurant. And they serve fried iguana with rice and beans.
Yeah, they have a sign outside.
Yeah?
Yeah, bro.
I did not know that. So
I'm sure it's good if you put enough shit on it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm pretty sure it'll be like any meat with the rice spices.
Yeah, exactly. It probably tastes like whatever frog. I've never tasted frog legs, tastes like frog legs.
Game, man.
Right next door, there's a reptile store. When they don't work out as a pet.
This iguana's a little chewed, a little old.
All they got is big lizards. Well, put that in the pot.
You have shows coming up this week?
Yes, I do. I'm very lazy right now. Don't even remember what I have. But yeah, I think I got something.
What's your Instagram?
My Instagram. I'll be in Fresno at Covington.
Andre Covington. What?
Chansky, November 1st.
Fresno's
Chansky. Fresno's finest.
B94.
I love
FM,
that guy,
right?
Man. He's totally cool. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, eighth last.
And then Laughlin. Then Laughlin after that. And
nice.
You're headlining the Fresno?
Yeah. Yeah. No. I do it along with Alan Cunningham. We're co-headlining, or he has
AC,
like three of us.
Detroit's
do
finest.
Like 2025.
Who's on the show? Andre Covington?
Yeah, Andre Covington and Cunningham. Alan Cunningham. That's hard to say. Say that 10 times.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I am headlining the what's it called in Laughlin? What's that one in Laughlin? The
Comedy Club at Silver Legacy? Edgewater?
Edgewater.
They actually have a comedy club there.
So that
really?
One. Yeah. And that's fun. That's fun. It's on the river.
A lot of people in Oxygen Tank.
And then I got to go to Honda Casino, which is the Monday show. It's just a part of the package in a drive 4 hours.
Monday,
east.
Huh?
Who the triple run or what?
That's Entertainment Max.
Barry.
But I always say
Barry Neal.
Barry Neal.
But I always say yes to the Honda because they're the first ones who headlined me like years ago. And they said, you need to do 45 minutes. And I was like, fuck, I've only done 25.
Has the budget changed in 4 years?
Negative. Negative.
Hey, you ever done that? You ever done a gig in Ridgecrest called China Lake?
No.
Not China Lake. Yeah, it's called China Lake.
Those are China Lake and Moreno Valley, dog.
Yeah. Yeah, I did some hell gigs, bro, for that dude.
Yeah.
But they always pay you, though. He still sends you a check.
I just did Brawley. You done Brawley.
Yeah, I done
with
Brawley.
What's up, Molina?
No, I did it with
Papi Chulo
back in the days.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, man.
There's a guy called Wasap You right now.
Is Papi Chulo the same as Son Dubious?
No.
Two different guys?
Nah. No, that's
Papi Chulo's this old.
I don't know, man. I hear these names. Like,
what's up, fool? This week in San Antonio. I'll be in San Antonio October 26th at the Tobin Center. Second show at it. Look out for that, man.
It's on sale now,
man. If you're going to want to look for me, I'll be walking on the River Center just like the Joker a night.
Oh, shit.
San Diego, November 2nd at the Humphreys by the Bay. West Jordan, Utah, November 8 and 9, Wise Guys Comedy Club. Modesto, California, November 15 at the Gallo Theater. The Gallo Center, unless you're Mexican, at the El Gallo Center. Bakersfield, California, November 16, the Fox Theater, the right next. And then Napa, California, November 22nd, Uptown Theater. Seattle, Washington, November 23rd at the Neptune Theater. That's a badass little theater. I remember I smoked inside the green room and I just opened the window. They were nice to me there. Spokane, Washington, Bing Crosby.
Bing Crosby.
November 24th. Didn't we meet a lady that knew Bing Crosby?
She had the story of how it was named the Bing Crosby Theater and how he used to live there and was from there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Also, man, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, November 29th. Through December 1st. These motherfuckers talking about you should fly in on Thanksgiving for radio. Trust me, man. That ain't gonna work. I don't give a fuck.
You're not doing that.
No, right?
Told them,
hey, let me tell you, man. If anybody, I'll fly in to get there early, but I know there ain't gonna be no press the day after Thanksgiving for a Mexican guy in Pittsburgh.
No.
Or
fly in the day.
If you're not Billy Gardell or Steve Byrne, you ain't got no press.
Right. It ain't happening.
It ain't happening, man.
That's so true, man.
You don't even eat turkey, right? Get in there.
I love that. There's some towns.
There's some towns.
You got to, right?
There's some towns that you
need to evaluate.
You don't got to worry about it, man, because I know the people are going to show up regardless because Friday's a day off.
Yeah.
They need shit to do.
There are going to be some people doing that.
There's
going to
be a lot of
sure.
people there.
People get bored.
I guess there'll be at least 150 people there on Friday.
Yeah.
And then 50 on the next second show.
How many gringos have you converted over? Like, I like you, man.
You
have a lot.
A shitload. That's awesome, man.
I see people. One time I saw this redneck man, and he was like mad at his wife or something. He was reading his, he was reading his paper, right? They must have been arguing about gates. You know what gate it was.
At the airport.
Like what gate it was, or whatever. And then, man, he gets up like out of the southern, bro, like he saw his friend. Like he just got up and goes, put on his glasses. Last comment standing, Mr. Esperanza.
Esperanza.
Yes, Felipe Esparza. I knew you were going to win, man. There was no doubt in my mind.
Spoke like a true statesman.
There was no doubt in my mind.
I called some favors.
Then he called his wife Blanche. Or whatever her name, Gertrude. And then she fucking gives him the phone. Take a photo. I don't know how to work this phone. Just turn it on. And he goes, all right. And he's all happy looking at his photo and calling people. But yeah, a lot of people broke for last comic standing.
That's awesome, man.
So when you go on a road a lot with comedians, I know I used to go on a road with, I never really went on the road, bro. Maybe like two shows. Willie Barcella.
Oh, you went on the road with Fluffy.
That was your road
too.
Career.
Yes. Yeah, but not with Willie. Not with Willie, though.
You went with Willie. He said
just two shows.
Just two shows.
Most of our shows that we did were in Montebello. We didn't win nowhere, bro. I'm seriously. We never went nowhere.
It literally only took one road to do
Wednesday
the
Wednesday and Saturday. We walked the Yodis.
Touring the 323.
And driving them back home, back and forth. Bro, I used to see that fool go up the stairs like a spider, bro. I was talking about Willie Barcena, fucking loaded, dog. Like, he's going up his stairs. And, like, if he
50
falls.
50 stairs.
Like, yeah, hands and feet.
If he falls, I'm keeping the car.
There's no handrail.
No handrail.
There's no handrail.
It's one of those Silver Lake houses on a hill.
Yeah.
And you take a break, like in the patio.
And then it sucks because every time he had to have a key, he just starts banging like a wild man, waking up everybody, bro. Yeah. Who wants to wrestle?
Yeah. He would clear lobby furniture in hotels. Jiu-jitsu.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
For real?
Yes. About,
you and him in your underwear?
No. That was in the hotel room one time.
Just a singlet.
So what happened, bro? He likes wrestling?
Yeah, he loves wrestling. We used to. I worked for him for 5 years. I went on the road with him.
More than me, bro.
Five years.
A prison sentence.
Damn, yes, it was. It was. It was too much. It was too much.
I lost all my hair.
Too much. Yeah, I lost all my hair. I used to be like Felipe when I started comedy.
I lost 2 credit cards. Favorite shit. I had to bail him out. Use my house.
No, look. Here's a Willie disclaimer. Great guy, love the guy. He's been a good friend.
But,
he's got a big a-hole stamp on his forehead. He even knows it.
Right.
He acts like a dick. But he's helped a lot of people. He's helped me as well. But he fucked me over many times too. You know, and so we have that balance. Like we have that balance.
The cockbucket. You want to be with a guy with no hair?
So. There's a big story about him leaving me in Arizona.
Shut up! No fucking way.
Yeah, so he left me in Arizona.
News bulletin.
News bulletin.
And his credit card and El Segundo.
And he took like the funny thing about it was I was selling a lot of merch. And he let me. He let me. He goes, yeah, sure, go sell merch.
What were you selling? Which Jazz Bongos? What?
I was selling T-shirts.
T-shirt
that said, tienes cara de ganador. You have wiener on your face. Right? It's a joke I do. And then so I was selling them, and they were selling really good. And I even gave Willie one. I said, hey, man.
Here, for you, kid.
I wanted to wash the car.
I don't know if that was more like throwing alcohol in the cut wound.
That's like letting somebody look at a $100 bill and then taking it back.
But his story is.
Did you have it on a fish pole?
But his story was that I left, that I was a jerk, and I said I left him at a bar. I abandoned him, at a bar. But after the shows, what would happen? He was like, Rick, he'd get drunk, and he'd say, if you listen to me, you'd be good. Uh-huh. And then in the meanwhile, like a fan's telling me how much they love the show, and I go, well, he loves the show.
I heard that.
Yeah, and then he goes, oh, shut up,
dude. That story is so famous now. I heard that when it happened three months ago.
Yeah. He left.
You
me
had there. An awesome show.
I was doing good.
You had a great show.
Well,
but it was one of those moments where they liked you more because the personality.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
I've seen Willie destroy.
Yes,
kill, get
all
a
the time,
ovation,
all the time.
But it was they didn't like him as a person, but they liked the other guy as a person. After
No,
Come on, bro.
The story is we would go drink after the show every time, and then every time it started.
He still
getting,
does that.
It started getting too much, and I would always go. And I would tell people, "This is my cue. I'm out," because he would be turned into an asshole. And then, I see he always leaves.
Mr. Hyde.
He always leaves, right? And then I'll be like, I don't need this shit. And then this one time I said, I'm out. I'm out. And I went walking to the hotel, and then I saw a bar full of girls. And I said, you know what? I'm going in there. I'm going to have a good time. And I was taking pictures, and I was sending it to him. I go, look what you missed out on, with the girls.
Oh, shit.
And then I go, you should, why are you acting like this?
I
go,
look. I couldn't even open my phone, dog.
And then I go to the hotel, and I noticed, 2:30 in the
morning. You sharing the same room or different room?
We were in the same room that night.
Cheap motherfucker.
Yeah, we were in the same room that night.
How can you be?
I don't know.
You remember the headliner that made you stay in his room?
We were in the same room that night.
No.
And he drove his car.
You?
Well, you are next week.
I mean, he made you stay the whole week, Rodrigo. No. I mean, you and I share a room.
It was just, I think it was a weekend. I think it was a weekend. And then next thing you know, I get to the hotel and it's like, it's open. I go, what the fuck? And I go in and there's no clothes. His clothes are gone. And my t-shirt
ripped
in the toilet.
Oh.
And I got a picture.
I got to fucking stick it in your back.
I got a picture of it.
It's a message.
Okay, so he
sent it to us.
Right? And he knows it. I told him. It's no secret. I've told this story several times.
Fucking t-shirt in the toilet.
And I took a picture of it.
You should have shit at least?
I'm 50.
Yeah, you should have shit on it.
And then.
Jesus Christ.
He probably sat there and tried, but he had nothing.
He didn't rip.
All the booze. I'm constipated.
Damn.
Somebody bring this guy a chick.
He took off with my wallet. He took off with my charger.
Dude.
He took off with my shoes. I had sandals. He took off with my bag. So all I had were the plastic bags you get
in
the hotel.
So you can't buy a ticket or even take an Uber.
I had cash thanks to the merch.
Yeah.
I had cash in my pocket thanks to the
merch. Why did you take your wallet? That's some pussy ass shit.
Because it was in the car. He didn't know. I'll give him that money. He didn't know. But he was so drunk that he just drove.
Fuck that.
And then I don't know how. I asked him. I even said, dude, how did you get home? Like, what did you do? Did you stop somewhere?
How'd you get home,
like,
bro?
Like, where?
My little eye,
what
bro.
Part, what
my
part,
anger fueled
what part
me.
Into the six-hour drive did you not say, maybe I should turn around? Maybe I should do it. What the fuck?
Around 8 minutes.
He's very adamant on doing that.
Yeah. And so, but it was all my fault. It all turned into my fault, and I was like, fuck you, man.
That'd be cool to blame everybody for your shit, huh?
Yeah. And so, then I get back home, and I say, hey, give me my bags. He sends his son with my stuff. His son drops, and we were on the way there. He was telling me a story about how his sons went to a party, and one of them left the other one there, and the other one got in a fight, and then the other one wasn't there to back him up. And he told him this whole story. You never leave a man behind. And so when his son came, I go,
foreshadowing.
I go, hey, tell your dad about that story he told you. You never leave a man behind. And then they looked at me like, fuck, I don't know why he left you. Like, what's wrong with
you? Did you mention how you got home? I missed that.
Greyhound. Okay. Greyhound, where these two people nearly kill themselves.
Yeah, of course. It's a Greyhound.
And
it's part of the show.
That sucks.
And I got it on video.
That sucks.
How long ago was this?
This was 2005, 2004, around that time.
Wow, I heard it go yesterday.
There's a video. And so it actually inspired me to start this documentary about starting comedy.
Uh-huh.
All the shit we go through.
Right.
That's awesome.
And then that's one of the things that I have, and I interviewed like 50 random comedians.
I'm making one about ending comedy. That's Instagram account.
I think
so that's one story, huh?
That's one story, but that's not the straw that broke the camel's back.
Damn,
I didn't work with
not?
Him. For,
it's not?
No. I didn't work with him for
you
months, and he kept begging me. Come on, bro.
Wow.
And then we would go on the road and go, we get along, right?
You got your wallet?
We're cool, right? You want another drink?
Come over for quesadillas, bro. Felipe, make sure you listen.
He was totally respecting me.
Did you ever mention my good chilaquiles, bro?
But the one that I said, I don't want to work with you anymore, is when he heard Nick Guerra. He jumped Nick Guerra.
Oh, you were there?
No. But I called him when it happened, and he didn't answer. And then I called Nick Guerra, and I was talking to Nick right after it happened.
What did Nick say?
And I go, Nick, what happened? What?
I'm dude, shaking.
He said, yeah, I'm shaking. I'm like, I read everything. I'm like, what? Hey, dude, just stay off fucking internet.
Yeah,
stay off social media.
Yeah,
stay off social media. And then I said, what happened? He told me everything.
What happened?
And then he said he fucking just went up to him and fucking hit him. Dude.
Willie was on his way.
Who hit who?
No, Willie was, Barcena was leaving Corpus Christi. It was to be in Vegas,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. And stopping
then,
by
and then he made a fucking 2-hour detour to go to El Paso to beat up another comedian.
Yes.
Nick Guerra.
Yes.
I leave no stone unturned, bro.
Yes, yes. And Nick Guerra is like Martin Rizzo. He's 5'1".
I know, I like Nick.
Nick Guerra does a joke about looking like a girl.
He's
okay?
funny, man.
He does a joke about getting his suit at Build-A-Bear.
Yeah, no,
okay?
I know.
Why would I want to get in a fight with a little guy like that? And that was where I stood.
Maybe if it was on the way.
And I said, maybe...
2 hours out.
He was snarky, dog.
Yeah, he's so annoying. He'll make you turn 2 hours out of your way, dude. So wow. I didn't like that. And I told him, I wrote a letter long. I said, dude, I don't want to work with people like that. I go, that's bullying. I go, we're still friends today. And if a movie comes up, yeah, sure, but I don't want to hit the road in a fucking hotel.
That's a Hollywood answer. Yeah. If a movie
fuck
comes
that,
up,
yeah.
Something in LA, sure,
but I don't want to hit the road with you anymore.
You're going to call Shivago first, bro.
Born in East LA, Shivago
is his boy now.
Shivago, I'll do phony shit with you.
Shivago tells me stories, and it's like, well, there you are, bro. It's what it is.
Respect, dude.
Yeah, it's like, it's crazy, but it would only come out when he drank with me. It only came out.
So just at night.
Oh,
he's like Dr. Jekyll, bro.
Every night.
That's how it would start back in the day, though.
Yeah. He's like Mr. Hyde, and then Mr. Jekyll every once in a while.
Yeah.
And then
like during the day, bro, like all cool. He teach you how to ride.
I'll buy you breakfast.
Awesome, bro.
He'll pay for everything.
He'll throw you $100 bill, and then later on the night, he'll try to take it off you.
Yeah.
Like he'll somehow get it back. Like, bro,
buy me some drinks.
Yeah.
I gave you $100.
It all adds up to $100.
Yeah.
All right, we gotta go.
But one time, bro, who paid me $100 to leave the room, bro, because some chick wanted to come.
Uh-huh.
And I said, all right. So I went. And then before the chick left, she cracked my toes, bro. Before I left.
She cracked your toes.
Yeah. And I said, oh, shit. Like, go, dog.
I can dance with that.
Go, dog.
Why was she touching your toes? You asked her to crack
your toes?
Maybe
both,
she wanted some Felipe.
We were both under the blankets. And she came in. And then my toes were out. And she started like. Touch it.
Oh, okay.
Let me tell you, bro. My toes were nasty back then. Bro.
Yeah, you had them fungus
My toes toning. Looked like broken lollipops.
Didn't faze her.
Hey, his story to be about you is what? You slapped
I've
him.
Seen worse.
I
don't know. He just goes, that motherfucker slapped me.
Oh, yeah, I did, bro.
Hey, man, the last time
on
I
the
saw
elevator.
Him.
Yeah, fuck that shit, dog. We were in a fucking elevator, and I was already mad about something about that he did earlier, but I was letting it go. And then that fool, he made a joke instead of elevator, and there were like three white dudes in suits. They were like agents, and they laughed real hard at what he said about me. And then I just slapped him in front of those three. I slapped him, bro, in front of those three dudes. And I looked at them and I said, "Yo, I want to get fucking slapped too. Keep fucking laughing." Those motherfuckers got off, bro. Those three dudes got off.
So great.
That was me and you, motherfucker. What are you gonna do now, huh? You wanna get slapped again, bitch?
So you're too intimidated for him to pick.
That's when you opened for him.
What happened that he didn't do anything? Like he says, I stood my ground and I just said,
"No, he said a funny joke, but he said, I don't mind if you make fun of me." But if you're making fun of strangers,
because
I feel like you're trying to impress them.
Yeah. Oh,
and I said, you trying to impress you white motherfuckers?
Loves you.
And I went like that. What the fuck are you going to do? You going to keep laughing? You better get off the fucking elevator.
Yeah.
I stopped and they got off, bro.
This is a domestic dispute.
We're getting off on the fourth floor. We don't need to go home.
Oh,
me, I'm okay with everything, bro, but I don't like to get embarrassed.
Yeah.
You can't bring outsiders into something.
Yeah,
like
you can't
that.
Bring
it's
outsiders.
A bagging situation.
Like, no, you
I
can't
get
bring
you.
Outsiders in
I
it.
Get you.
Call me whatever you want in front of us, but once an outsider laughs, then I feel like, okay, you're trying to hurt me now.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Well, I went through a lot of that with my dad. He just called me,
That's why, bro. I couldn't take it.
I just thick skin through life and I choose your battles.
Move on.
Move on. That's
like, I think they got the thick palm, though. Fuck the thick skin.
Yeah, sometimes you need the thick palm.
Yeah, like that, man. My dad will do that, bro. Like, one time he'll bag on me in front of his friend, then they'll all laugh.
Yeah,
and I said, when I grow up, I'm going to fuck all you guys. And I did, bro. I fucked one of them up right in front of my dad.
Good for you.
I can say New York.
I love a happy ending.
Good for you. Good for you.
Bro, his son started to jump me later on, bro, when he got older.
Willie's son?
No.
Your dad.
My dad. Fuck that, bro. I beat him up one by one.
Are we going to go,
Doc? What's up, fool? Thank you to Rick for being an awesome guest.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for having me.
We need another one, Doc.
I need to plug something real quick.
Full show right here. What's up?
Roadheads Podcast. I just put out the first episode today. Roadheads.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Rodrigo, yeah, man.
November 12th, Life Art Center with Flacco if he survives.
Oh, shit.
And then,
Flacco?
Yeah, Flacco. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, good, man.
Have you drove into the hospital, too?
Oh, yes, I've driven Flacco to 5 hospitals in 1 night.
5?
And I didn't know 5 existed in Alhambra.
He knew them all.
He knew them all.
And
they all probably rejected him for that morphine shot, so he went to the other one.
Yes, and it was the strangest thing wheeling him in.
I figured it out.
Yes, it was a strange thing because I would be like, hey, man, this guy needs help. And they'd be like, oh, that guy? Yeah, what? Hey, over there, go sit down. And I was like, what the fuck is this?
It felt like bones were coming out of his back. Huh?
Yes, yes, it was rough. Yeah. And I'd be like, I didn't want to pat him because I felt I would hurt him more.
Like,
and then he had a plastic bag, and it was tough.
He was to put up an act.
Yeah.
Gotta get that shot, bro.
He'd be screaming, man. He'd be screaming.
But I don't think
pain
at that point. I think at that point, your brain starts to fool you and thinking that you need it.
I think it's the. And
you
then,
know what I mean?
And wasn't it migraines?
Yeah. Well, he had migraines, but his condition is Marfan syndrome. Yeah. But what happens is your muscles, your connective tissue seizes up. It starts to get hard. So all of your joints and everywhere there's connective tissue in your skin, it just gets hard and seizes up.
Life is so much fun, isn't it?
Yeah. So the shot is necessary for the migraines and stuff, but it was causing.
But he's moved up a lot in his physicalness. I mean, the dude almost died. He was in a hospital bed, and now he's walking around with something.
Yeah.
But dude, I was just totally impressed last time I saw him. So here's the Flacco.
Hell yeah. What's up, Flacco?
Yeah. What's up, fool? Yeah, he's very upset, too. And then I don't know if you saw Rudy's last post.
Rudy Moreno?
Yeah.
What was it?
Hey, what's everybody doing there?
Latino's got to stop fighting each other and trying to knock the one down. Yeah. And it's like, dude, shut the fuck up.
Wow. Oh, in caps.
No, I'm all for Flacco fighting that battle. Whatever.
Flacco, but Rudy Moreno is mentioned. Like, we all got to, you know.
Yeah.
And he brings up the whole thing back in the day.
Well, he gives him the right to be like that.
Exactly. Yeah. And then right on, Godfather. Godfather
never
of what?
Paid nobody.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's what I was always asking.
I booked everybody. Never booked me, dog.
I knew that.
Get the fuck up out of here.
Fuck you.
What's up, bro?
What's up?
He's next.
Motherfuckers trying to act like saints 20 years later, dog.
Big shout out to Matt Fultron and Rick.
Bill Cosby, right? Bill Cosby.
Jesus Christ, bro.
Oh, the post.
Oh, it's long.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it's long. Yeah,
we'll get back to it next week.
Episode.
Yeah, you got to hear it.
Week.
Hey, thank you guys for having me.
Bye.
Hey, man, thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
Wow.